Thanks, Chris. Now moving back down to earth, a cheaper alternative to gold-plated connectors has been developed. More and more of our lives is becoming dependent on electronics, and that electronics is dependent on wires and cables. A cable needs a plug, and producing a good contact on a plug is actually quite challenging. The problem is that you want to make a connector out of a metal which is strong, conductive, and of course cheap. However, all the metals that fulfil these constraints, like copper, brass, etc., will oxidise in air. This wouldn't be a problem itself, but the oxides are insulating, so you cover your nice conducting contact with an insulating layer. The standard solution to this problem is to cover the contact with a very thin layer of a noble metal, which doesn't oxidise, something like gold or platinum. The problem is, of course, that gold is very rare, and so it's expensive. And because of historical reasons, it's used as a secure investment when the financial markets are feeling insecure. So at the moment, it's even more expensive than usual.
Exactly what we're experiencing at the moment, yeah.
Indeed. So there's getting to be a problem. Now, whilst it's not possible to stop these cheap base metals corroding and oxidising, Mark Aindow and colleagues at the University of Connecticut have been approaching the problem from the opposite direction. They've been trying to make the oxide much more conductive, so it doesn't matter that it's there. They've been using a variety of approaches to do this. One is alloying the original metal with one that has a conductive oxide, so that some of these scales of conductive oxide on the surface are conducting, so when they touch to something else, they'll conduct well. And another one is adding metals to the alloy, which effectively dope the original oxide, adding or removing electrons and allowing current to flow, a bit like you do in a semiconductor. The results are actually quite promising. They've increased the conductivity of copper contacts by about a factor of 3 by adding lanthanum, iron by a factor of over 200 by adding vanadium, and adding ruthenium to nickel improves it by a factor of about 300. So the contact resistance only gets 20 or 30 times worse after 1,000 hours in an oxidising atmosphere, which, considering it's not that big, isn't a major issue. Whereas if you hadn't added this ruthenium, it would get over 10,000 times worse. They're very encouraged by this result, as they're only using a few two-metal alloys and expect further improvements with more work and mixing three or more metals together. And this approach has the other advantage that there's no problem with the surface coating rubbing off. So in the future, cables might not have to be gold-plated. I'm not sure it will stop the hi-fi manufacturers covering things with gold or platinum just to put up the price.
You can never quite tell if it's actually making a difference as well, but I'm sure there's something psychological. There must be a placebo element where you spend £50 on audio cables. It's got to sound better to you, even if it doesn't sound better to anyone else.
Placebo, I think, is what most of it is.
Thank you very much, Dave.